Is this thing on again? Okay, so we have finished our first unit of tag, but I think we have some pretty good memories to look back upon. Do you guys mind sharing some of those memories, things you enjoyed during this unit?
Well, I enjoyed looking at the VR, and when it was nighttime for Acadia, just looking up at the sky with the stars and the solar system, you could kind of see, but it was a little faint.
Because usually when you look outside at our house, do we see that many stars?
We don't see that many stars because when you're in the city, kind of from far away from the city, but not too far, you can't really see it because all those lights are flashing from people's houses. But like when you go in the woods in Acadia, and you can also go there, and it's in Maine. When you go like to the forest, you can kind of, and you look up, you can kind of see like the solar system a little bit, and the stars.
What are some things you loved about the unit?
I really liked, you know, just being able to learn about nature and everything that you can, you know, just take back. And I just feel so appreciated because I'm just so thankful for what we have today and our beautiful earth, that we have all this national parks, all these national parks and everything. And it's just really pretty, and generations can look back and just remember that the world is beautiful and we have nature.
Yeah, so we gotta take care of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Happy Wednesday, listeners. Miss Fergali here, back with another fantastic episode of our fourth grade class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. I am here today with two wonderful students who are pumped to have lunch and share their knowledge all about the national park they have been researching. So, first of all, fourth graders, introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Darcy.
And I'm Chase.
So I've got Darcy and Chase here today. And Darcy and Chase, what national park have you two been researching?
We chose Acadia!
Awesome! Acadia National Park! I am so excited. You know, the principal of our school loves Acadia National Park. I know. Fun fact of the day.
Wow.
Take it with you. All right, so let's get to it. I cannot wait to hear your answers. So, number one, when and how was your park founded?
In 1604, Samuel Champion founded it when he crashed on the island. It became a national park in 1916.
Ooh. All right. So it was founded over 300 years before it became a park.
Yeah.
Cool. Number two, where is your park located?
Our park is located in Acadia National Park, and it is located east of Maine's coast.
Awesome. What kinds of plants and animals are found at your park?
What I said was pine and oak trees, deer, obviously squirrels, they're literally everywhere, salmon, and bobcats.
Ooh, I wonder if are they bobcat? No, wait. Well, that'd be weird if they were bobcat eating salmon, but salmon eating bobcat, that makes a little bit more sense. Okay, next question. Why is this park important to preserve?
First national park east of Mississippi.
Ooh, that is really makes it special. Because I will tell you, a lot of our episodes so far have been west of the Mississippi.
Yes.
So now we get another one that's east of Mississippi.
And it also has beautiful lands.
Okay, beautiful lands. All right, and speaking of those beautiful lands, what are some of the natural features of your park?
We have huge mountains here in Acadia. Really big lakes. I would say pretty big trees, beautiful sunsets, and caves like the Thunder Hole. Dun, dun, dun.
You got it. All right. So what is the weather and climate of your park? What do I need to get ready for if I'm coming to visit?
The weather there is summers are very comfortable. So, yes.
Go in the summer. Okay.
Winters, freezing, snowy, and windy. You probably want to bring a bunch of jackets.
Okay.
And it's partly cloudy year-round. Temperature varies from 13 Fahrenheit to 76 Fahrenheit. And it is rarely below minus 2 Fahrenheit or above 83 Fahrenheit. So it's a pretty comfortable place if you go in the summer.
If you go in the summer. It would not be comfortable for Miss Fregali in the winter because I do not like... I don't know if you know, but I'm allergic to the cold. So
you would probably be in an ice block.
Yes, I think I would.
Like I said, it's freezing snow and windy. So if you go in there in the winter, bring your jackets.
Perfect. So, Chase, what are some of those problems at your park?
There are way too many tourists. Like, too many. And also, that really increases pollution down in Acadia, and it really breaks my heart to see East Main on the Rocky Coast so polluted.
So we got to do better taking care of it.
Yes.
Okay. How long would it take to get to Acadia National Park from where we are in Metro Atlanta?
In the car, it would take 22 hours and 30 minutes.
Woo.
Walking would be 442 hours. Biking would be 122 hours. And plane would be 5 hours?
5 hours. Okay. All right. So I think
five plus hours.
All right. So maybe five if it's a direct route. And maybe if it's not a direct route and you have stops, it might take more like seven. All right. All right. Do you have any tourist information you would like to share about your park?
It has the tallest mountains on the East Coast. You can go on a hike and go on
carriage tours,
I guess. It's kind of weird because they barely do that anymore.
Oh, yeah?
That's like some medieval type stuff.
Yes. I like it. But you know what? It'd be really nice to be on a carriage ride.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Have a little picnic, you know?
Yeah, sounds good. In the summer, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, describe any other important details, facts, or features for your park.
Native Americans of the, I don't even know if I can pronounce it, Algonquin nations have inhabited the area called Acadia for at least 12,000 years. They traded furs for European goods when French, English, and Dutch ships began arriving in the early 17th century.
Nice.
Breaking news! Acadia National Park is now ranked the number one top national park in the U.S.
Come visit today.
Well, that was certainly an unexpected interruption in our broadcast, but I am so happy that we had this chance to talk and share all of your fabulous research today, guys. All right, we will be back tomorrow with another episode. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.